Greetings, humans. You have entered the Command Zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Yeah.
How do we get to the goodness gracious great balls of fire? That's it. That's the only part I'm talking about.
How's it going, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Command Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Wong.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai.
We got a great episode for you today. May not be saying that by the end of it, but it is exciting because it's Dragon Day.
It is Dragon Day. All of the dragon cards, we're told, are getting spoiled today. We have two spoiler cards. Before we get to that...
From Commander 2017.
Yeah, from Commander 2017. Yeah. Don't look at any of this stuff, by the way. We'll explain it in a second. First, we need to talk about our awesome sponsor, Card Kingdom.
Yeah.
Listen... Card Kingdom keeps the lights on, keeps the show running. You need to go to cardkingdom.com/C17 right now. You can pre-order your Commander 2017 products. You're going to buy Magic cards anyway. You're going to buy this Commander stuff. If you use the affiliate link, you're supporting the show.
Yeah, it would really do us a huge favor, too. It's just such... Card Kingdom's great. They're awesome. They ship really fast, and everything they do so far with customer service is top-notch. The other sponsor of the show is Ultra Pro. They make so many... awesome Magic products. We use them on all of our game nights. They help us with the giveaways and stuff. I'm stumbling over my words because I'm a little nervous about what's happening today. But I'm just so excited to announce that Ultra Pro is also sponsoring the show. Wow! What a great company.
Eclipse sleeves, gravity dice, heavy metal dice. That Citadel backpack, Ultra Pro. They're awesome.
The last final way to sponsor the show, just so we can get
Are
through.
Are you just
it.
Trying to delay?
I'm just trying to get there as fast. I just want this to be over. Patreon.com/Command Zone. We shout out one random patron every single time. This week it is.
Audie Garver.
Thank you, Audie.
Audie, you rock.
Guess what you're paying for today? Entertainment. All right, so we've gathered a few of our friends here today because we are gathered here today. Back in April, a guy named Jeffrey Smith emailed us. He's a fan of the show.
Jeffrey, you also rock.
And he says in episode 53, Josh mentions in the end step he's looking for a ghost pepper salsa. And he recommends a couple, and he actually is the general manager of a company called Row Burritos. They have 5 locations in South Central Pennsylvania, and they actually make an exclusive hot sauce in their office called Black Label and Ghost Pepper Salsa. So he sent it over for us to try on the show.
I just want to look at this. It's called Old Grumpy Mark's Ghost Pepper Salsa. There's a little, on the side, there's a little like tag that has a 1 to 11. 1 is scared, and 11 is courage, I guess. And there's a chili, and it gets red as it goes up. You see that?
1 is scared?
1 is scared.
I'm scared now.
So it goes 1 to 11. What do you think that the heat level on this one is? Spoiler alert, it's 11. Let's take it to 11.
Okay, so because it's Dragon Day, and we are about to reveal 2 preview cards from Commander 2017, we're going to have a little... We're going to play a little game.
We're having a competition.
We're going to have a spoonful of salsa and dunk some hot sauce on top. And then
we're going to do both?
Heck yeah, we're doing both. We may as well. We got 2.
All right. So there's no chip, no nothing. So we're putting it on the spoon. We're going to each take the spoon.
At
the same time. And then we're going to begin to talk about our spoiler cards.
I'm already sweating.
The first person who either reaches for the bread or the milk.
No. I can reach for it as long as it doesn't. As long as we don't consume the thing.
Sure, if you want to hold it to comfort you, then you can go ahead. If anybody puts anything in their mouth at all after that, they lose.
But the real winner is you, because you get to learn about 2 new preview cards from Commander 2017.
I can't promise how if you'll be able to understand a word we're saying at that point, but dragons breathe fire.
Yeah, and today we are... being real stupid.
I wonder if Jeffrey is Jeffrey?
Yeah, Jeffrey Smith.
I wonder if Jeffrey is right now like watching us and be no, God, what are you doing?
Well, maybe he's listening. See, this is the podcast you want to listen to. Actually, I'm just kidding. This is the podcast you want to watch.
Oh, I spilled a little. That's
oh
okay.
My.
How much hot sauce?
I don't know.
Here?
Is this an acceptable amount? Just tell me.
I don't know. I think you can even it out a little. Okay. You got to get more chunky stuff. There. Oh, that Jesus. Looks about the same, right?
Okay. Yeah. I can't even see how much you're pouring in. I'm just assuming it's a lot.
Okay, I spilled a little more.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bottoms up.
Three, two, one.
Oh, no.
It's not that bad.
You're not that bad. Are you kidding me? Without further ado, you're a madman. I mean, I guess the salsa is actually kind of tasty.
That salsa's not that bad.
I'll do this one more with you.
I thought this was going to be bad. Here, let's try that. See, he just took it. Yeah. Here, let's do a full.
Oh, God.
Usually hot sauce like this is spicier, right?
Yeah.
Than the salsa. Okay.
I'm shaking.
1, 2, 3.
Ah!
Yeah, that one was more spicy. Okay, let's talk about our card.
The first card that we're going to spoil today.
That can't go in your mouth.
Boneyard Scourge.
His nose is sweating.
2BB for a creature zombie dragon. It's a 4/3 with flying. Whenever a dragon you control dies while Boneyard Scourge is in your graveyard, you may pay 1 and a black. If you do, return Boneyard Scourge from your graveyard to the battlefield. The flavor text, death arrives on tattered wings and stolen bones. it hurts to laugh. Oh my gosh, my eyes are watering, I sweat. Talking hurts. Talk about the card!
Okay, seems pretty good. First of all, 4 mana for a 4/3 flyer is pretty good rate. It's a dragon, so I could see this being good because it's a recursive dragon. It's kind of like reassembling dragon, right? It's not the exact same, but...
It is black, so it's very flavorful.
You know what's funny is when... it does actually help for a second when you eat the more spicy stuff, but then it actually makes it worse in the long run. Look at the sweat. It's going to drip off your nose.
It's about to go into my eyeballs.
So if any other dragon dies that you control, you bring it back.
Put
so,
one in the black, not
yeah,
black.
Yeah. So, like, front... Wait, no. What's this? What's the Green Siege?
Green Siege. Guns. It is Frontier Siege.
I hope these cameras are HD. They can see all the sweating, right? Frontier Siege. So if you pick dragons, then Boneyard Siege is based, because or Boneyard Scourge is going to come back and you can sort of get recursive value. There's what? Dragon Tempest?
Yeah, Dragon Tempest is really good. There are a couple other dragons that trigger every time warp dragons come into the battle. What are you doing? Why are you doing more?
It's just good.
Oh, Josh is known as one of the greatest hot sauce connoisseurs I've ever met. He is an unstoppable monster. However, I am stopping right now. I cannot even come close to doing what he is doing. My stomach hurts.
It's now, tasty. It's not 11.
The thing
though.
Is,
it's
I'm not
7.
Actually that impressed with this card because unless you can set up a lot of things going on with this, you need cards in other colors. Let's say you can't have a lot of dragons die constantly to pay this cost. What are you really doing aside from bringing this back and just maybe attacking with it, sacking it for more mana? I don't know. I mean, it's cool.
Listen. We've only just seen this card, obviously. You can't look it up on Gather. You can't put it on EDHREC. So there's probably some combos, is my guess. Like, you might be able to, like, sack this to, like, one of the altars. Right, you sack it, and that gives you the mana to bring it back when you... You might be able to get in some kind of loop. There's probably some... There's probably some good... Thank you, Andrew. There's probably some good combos that you can pull off. You're doing good. You haven't reached for the chips or anything. You know,
look how much sweat there is coming off here right now.
This could all be over. All you have to do is just reach out and grab a little bit of bread.
The mistake you're making is that it will not be over. And I know you're never going to reach for it.
No,
so
I can literally just drink that straight.
Pride.
Man, it's like you've been working out.
This is a workout.
Just look this way so they can see like the side of your...
I'm certainly going to be losing weight after this goes through my body. I'll say that much.
So there's probably some combo-y stuff you can do with this. Although, my question is, like, there's... any combo I can think of with this card is...
Yeah.
You can also do it with Reassembling Skeleton or Blood Gas and stuff like that. So
why, it costs cheaper to play in the first place. So
why use this card to do it? I'm not sure.
It's mostly for the zombie tribal effects, honestly.
And dragon. I guess it is a zombie dragon, so it can go in zombie tribal. Yeah, that's interesting.
If you're building like a grindy, like really attrition-y deck that wants to win over the long run, I could see this being a lot of value for you. What are you doing, Josh? Why? This is unbelievable. You just don't have taste buds anymore. What does it taste like? Water?
It tastes good. It tastes good. You know, my problem with a lot of ghost pepper salsa is they just try and make it as spicy as possible. They forget about flavor. This actually has good flavor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I'm sorry, it's not an 11, it's like a 7.
Oh my gosh, you are such a monster.
It says, warning, ghost peppers and habanero powder, get ready to lose your sanity. I should have read you the warning label first.
Okay, so Boneyard Scourge, I'm not giving this a high rating. I'd say we just move on to the next one so we can get through this episode and I can say I made it through without having...
Yeah, I think Zombie Tribal, Dragon Tribal, you know, it seems fine. It's not super exciting. Like I said, there's been a lot of creatures in the history of Magic that do similar things to this. Is your nose... it's running. Your nose is running.
Okay,
I think my nose is running slightly.
The next card that we are previewing is actually kind of a nombo with the Boneyard Scourge.
That's a good point.
Fortunate Few. I just read the flavor text that I almost started laughing. 3 white white for a sorcery. Choose a non-land permanent you don't control. Then each other player chooses a non-land permanent he or she doesn't control that hasn't been chosen this way. Destroy all other non-land permanents. And the flavor text is dot, dot, dot. Is it over? Is it over yet? So this is a nombo with the Boneyard Scourge because you're choosing a non-land permanent you don't control. So if an opponent chooses your Boneyard Scourge, then...
then you can't even trigger it.
It doesn't even trigger it. It's not going to be brought back. Yada, yada, yada. This is a really interesting board wipe.
Yeah, this is an interesting card, but... whoa, man.
It hurt coming up.
This is a really interesting card. But I don't think it's good, first off. But because you can't... man, I wish this card said you could choose your own permanent, and then everybody else had to choose somebody else's permanent, so that you could choose one thing that's good, but you don't know what you're going to get, because you have to choose somebody else's thing.
The reason I like this is because you can choose something like Primal Surge, or you know, a card that is actually benefiting you. Let's say it gives all white creatures +1/+1.
That's true.
So in that case, you can kind of save some stuff. It does destroy all other non-land permanents, so it's not like you're going to have a board state afterwards, but this does, for 3 white-white, get rid of pretty much everything significant on the board.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be 4 things left if there's 4 players, and it's going to probably be the worst 4 things that were out there, but I don't know. Why not just play Tragic Arrogance where you get to pick all this stuff?
It's true.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Keep talking.
Maybe there's a way to, like, break it. I'm just trying to think. I don't know. Politically, these are the type of cards that people like, but the weird thing about eating the salsa is it doesn't hurt my taste buds, but it makes my saliva kind of go a little bit nuts.
It hurts. So I find it slightly harder to talk. Every time I swallow, it hurts.
Here, you talk. I'm going to have some more.
Why? This is just like this is a new low for the Command Zone podcast. All right, so Fortunate Few.
We're running out of ideas. We had to come up with gimmicks.
Yeah, we're gimmicking it up now. You know what? The flavor is finally starting to dissipate from my mouth, but the rest of my mouth still is burning. I love the art here, though, right? It shows the things that people picked. Someone picked a goat, a goblin.
True. I didn't even notice.
And like some kind of warrior up top. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not a fan of these kinds of board wipes in general. It gives your opponents too many choices.
Plus, two, your opponents might get in cahoots. I'll pick your good thing, you pick mine, and then we'll win.
See, maybe that's what you want to do with it, right? Set up a board state where if you know if you have like 2 things on the battlefield, it's going to be hard for everyone to come back.
You also have to choose first. If they could have made you choose last, then at least you could see, and you could be the one making the deal. But if you choose first, they don't have to make a deal with you.
This is great in something like Secret Partners or Star or whatever, right? Because then you just choose a Kozilek or an Ulamog, and then everything else just goes bye-bye.
Secret Partners. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So those Fortunate Few, not us, not me.
Yeah. Yeah. You seem like you've evened out. You're doing a little bit better. You want to do one more spoonful?
No.
Come on.
Not in a million years. I'm going out to dinner tonight.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about
trooper.
Now?
What a trooper. I don't know. So you don't have to last very long because the episode's almost over.
Wait, let's do it then. Lover style. No. You do this. Come on.
I don't know.
I didn't swish this one around my mouth like the last one.
No, that's smart, actually, because you don't want to spread it around.
Oh, no.
Well, we should get some like hot water to drink because that always spreads it around and makes it work.
Josh, just stop.
You're not going to be happy about this decision.
So to like, the listeners.
Tonight or tomorrow morning at some point.
Let us know what you think of our preview cards for Dragon Day 8-8. You know, we had Dragon Week a couple of years ago, and that was a lot of fun. People really loved it when we went all out with Tribal Dragons, but... you know, Fortunate Few for being in the dragon deck doesn't have any dragons in it. But I hope that when I cast this, you choose my dragon that's on the battlefield because of what you've seen here today.
I don't even know anything that you said. I was too busy laughing.
My entire face is sweating. My mustache area is sweating. My eyeballs are sweating. My hair is sweating. And my lips burn.
If you want to breathe fire.
Ghost pepper salsa.
Jeffrey. Good work.
Thank you, Jeffrey. We very much appreciate the gift. You know, it's great that we have such passionate fans. It really is appreciated by mostly Josh.
Yeah. You know, if you want us to have an ice cream eating contest, feel free. Just send it.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
All right, guys. We got a lot of content coming up in the next few weeks because Commander 2017 is about to hit. We've been calling it Commander Christmas. There's going to be so much to talk about. We're really excited.
So much.
Game Night's out very, very soon, probably in 3 or 4 days from the time that you're listening to this.
Yeah.
So a lot coming up.
Make sure to the listeners, let us know in the comments or on Twitter, on Facebook, or anywhere else what you think of our preview cards. Do you think they are as okay as we conceive them to be, or are they better? Is there a hidden use for Fortunate Few that we have not yet found out yet?
It's a lot of sweat. This is a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, everybody. Make sure. Oh, don't forget. Yeah. If you use our affiliate link, cardkingdom.com/C17, to pre-order your Commander 2017 stuff, you're supporting the show and making Jimmy eat even more Ghost Pepper salsa.
Do not use the affiliate link if that is the case. But do use the affiliate link if you want me to never do this again.
No, our other
sponsor, our other sponsor for the show is Ultra Pro. Boy, are they great! Well, can we? Is it over yet? Oh, end step.
Whoa, that was close.
I said focus, Jimmy. Focus. Focus. On today's
we talk about something
step,
cool outside the world of Magic.
You know, hot sauce is truly a great part of my meals every day. I love it, but I am not the kind of person to take spoonfuls of it.
Yeah, I think Old Grumpy Marks hot sauce is our end step. Old Grumpy Marks.
You know, this salsa was particularly delicious.
It's tasty.
I really did like it. Actually, I'll be completely honest, and I could not. My lips! It's spreading all over my face.
Oh, when it's on the outside of your mouth, you're in trouble. Yeah, that's not good. So, Old Grumpy Marks, hot sauce and salsa. I would definitely recommend. It's pretty good. I mean, I haven't actually tasted it with the chip or anything yet, but I'm assuming it'll still be good. So, give that a shot. Make sure that you check out our sister podcast, The Masters of Modern, Alex Kessler and Ben Bateman. They talk about the modern format and all things competitive Magic. You can find them on Twitter at TheMMcast or on Collective.company, which is our Magic Hub. I'm trying to go as fast as I can.
That's right. Our editor for the show is Terry Robertson. This is the video and audio podcast for the show. You can check that out at YouTube.com/TheCommandZonePodcast. And big thanks to Jeffrey Palmer. He does the animations that start and end the show. You can find him on Twitter at LivingCardsMTG. Thank you, Jeffrey. And thank you, everyone else, for all the work that you do on the show.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
And we will see you next time.
For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter at JF Wong and at Josh Lee Kwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
Sweet, sweet milk.
Yeah, you drink that, I'm going to have another one.
Oh my goodness. I live for this. I'm also lactose intolerant. So.
Worth it? Totally worth it.
So worth it. You want a chip with it?
That was just good TV. That was just good TV.
Oh. Mm. Just give me some of this pita bread.
Okay. Only because I want the chip. Pretty good. I like it. Yeah, Black label. Look how much we went through.
You mean how much you went through? I took 2 spoonfuls. You drank like half of that.
It's also pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought the hot sauce was good. Not that bad.
Man, there is turmoil in my stomach right now.
Oh, you're going to be in big trouble. He's literal drips of it.